My guest today on Piano Jazz is a multi-talented, up-and-coming jazz phenomenon, Annette Cohen. She's equally at home on the clarinet and the saxophone, and just as amazing, whether she's playing Brazilian music or Dixieland jazz, she's one of the busiest players around, and I'm really glad to have her on Piano Jazz.
I am really glad to be here, Marian.
How are you?
I'm great.
So how did you get started playing at all? I mean, playing with clarinet first?
Clarinet was almost first. I learned some keyboard. We didn't have a piano in the house, so there was one of those Yamaha organs with the pedals and the two hands and the electronic drums. So I played that for a little while. And then when I was 12, I picked up the clarinet.
And just like that?
Just like that. Well, I'm coming from a musical family, and there was always love for music in the house.
That always helps, doesn't it?
Yes.
Come from a musical family. And were there others, brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my older brother, actually today, both my brothers, they are both great musicians. My older brother, Yuval, is a saxophone player, and my younger brother, Avishai, lives here in New York and plays trumpet. So we are definitely have the love of music in common, and my parents loved music always, and they really supported us, not in a harsh way or like, okay, you have to study music and you have to practice, but in a very encouraging and the fact that I think the fact that they put the three of us to play together constantly and go to the same school and conservatory, and they made sure that the three of us are in it together and we kept each other involved.
Oh, I think that's great. You just seem like you had the love of music right from the start.
You know, I think I did have the love of music right from the start. When I think about the way it was as a kid, actually, in the conservatory, I'm realizing that the whole social life around the music and playing in bands, being in ensembles, ever since, just a little bit after I started to play clarinet, I joined a youth orchestra. So once you can play, I joined a Dixieland band that the conservatory had, and a big band. And, you know, there was something, the whole playing with other people and sharing, already as a kid, sharing the experience of learning music, studying, practicing, rehearsing, the breaks, you know. And it's always been something that really, I always loved it.
But that out of all those different kinds of music, did you sort of pick on one, or did you just float from one to another?
You know, I think I am realizing today that I've been floating from one to another always with the nature of the clarinet. And when I started to play in a Dixieland band, and I loved it, you know. And then there was also in junior high, and I was in a classical major studying in a junior high for the arts. And then I was playing with a cello and piano, real chamber music, Mendelssohn, and a lot of different composers, and basically juggling between one style to another, between playing the Dixieland to playing the classical music. And I remember there was, of course, always an argument, you know, the classical teachers didn't want me to play jazz because they thought the jazz will ruin my embouchure playing classical music. And then,
yes,
you know,
always
the kind of jazz musicians, they think, you know, jazz is hip, you should play jazz, you know, don't worry about anything else. So I've always had these two elements in my life.
Well, we ought to play something.
Yeah, let's play something.
Whether it's old or new, what? Your choice?
Let's play There Is No Greater Love.
A good song.
Yeah.
And we've got some help with Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. So we'll be in good company.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
I read that you were very into Brazilian music.
Yes, I am.
How did that happen?
Well,
did you go to Rio?
I did end up going to Rio, but when I was still a student in Boston, right after graduating from Berkeley, I met Leonardo Cioli. He's a bass player, and he called me to play with his Brazilian group, and I fell in love with the music. And basically, it was a jazz quartet. There was bass, drums, piano, and me on saxophone. But instead of playing the American songbook, we played the Brazilian songbook, and not necessarily a samba or bossa nova. We played all kinds of more popular music and songs that people know, and we approached it as jazz, basically playing the melodies and finding how to solo over it. And that was my first encounter, really, with playing Brazilian music. And then I eventually end up going to Rio de Janeiro, and I completely and utterly fell in love with everything about Brazil.
And you played?
Yeah, I played. Actually, I started to play a whole style called choro, C-H-O-R-O, choro music.
Oh.
And the choro music, that's actually where I actually picked up the clarinet and played it on the clarinet. And it's a music that is over 150 years old. It probably would be equivalent to the ragtime here, what happened in Brazil at the same time. And a music that evolved from piano style to other instruments, and the traditional instruments are guitars and the little ukulele, the Brazilian ukulele, it's called cavaquinho, and the Brazilian tambourine, it's called pandeiro. And we actually have a band in New York, the Choro Ensemble. And after I knew these guys in New York, we started to play, and then I went to Brazil and I decided that I really want to dedicate myself to learn a lot about Brazil. And I fell in love with the language, which now I can speak, which I'm very happy about, because it's a beautiful language. And I fell in love with the food and with the culture and with the beer drinking and with everything about the nature of the Brazilian people. It's pretty relaxed. Sometimes a little too relaxed, but it's very
yeah,
relaxed.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But the music is just so magical. And the feeling of some of this music, especially after I've been in Rio de Janeiro, and it's kind of bring this, like, the heart is melting when I hear some of this music.
Well, we should play something.
Yeah, let's play. Let's play. Talking about Rio de Janeiro, let's play Corcovado, which is
the big. Oh, that's a good tune. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.